Sunflowers, the bright stars of American gardens, celebrating my obsession with these sunny giants, by Don Nicholas. I have a confession to make. I'm utterly smitten with sunflowers. It's not just their towering height or their intricate biology that captures my heart. It's their unabashed cheerfulness and the fact that they're basically the multitaskers of the plant world. I mean, come on. They produce sunflower seeds and sunflower oil. How can you not be impressed? Picture this. It's summer and the world is bathed in golden sunshine. What's the first thing that pops into your head? For me, it's a field of sunflowers, their big, goofy faces turned towards the sun, swaying in the breeze like they're dancing at a summer festival. Honestly, if sunflowers could talk, I bet they'd have some hilarious stories to tell. But did you know that these radiant beauties have been around for centuries? They're like the OGs of the American landscape, cultivated by indigenous peoples long before hipsters started putting them on everything from tote bags to throw pillows. Native tribes across the Americas saw sunflowers as symbols of nourishment and resilience, and who can blame them? I mean, have you seen the size of those sunflower heads? They're practically the plant equivalent of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fast forward to when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and suddenly sunflowers found themselves on a transatlantic adventure. Europe couldn't get enough of them, and who could blame them? Artists like Van Gogh were painting them left and right, probably because they were tired of painting boring stuff like fruit bowls and old ladies with funny hats. And let's not forget about the farmers. They saw dollar signs in those oil-rich seeds faster than you can say Jack Robinson. So here we are, in the 21st century, and sunflowers are still going strong. They're not just a pretty face. They're like the superheroes of the plant world. Bees and butterflies flock to their blooms like groupies to a rock concert, and birds and small animals take shelter in their towering stalks like their VIP lounges at a fancy club. Whether you're a green-thumbed gardening guru or just someone who likes pretty flowers, there's something undeniably special about sunflowers. Their history is rich, their colors are vibrant, and their charm is as infectious as a catchy pop song. So next time you're out and about, keep an eye out for these sunny giants. They're sure to brighten your day. And if you're feeling inspired to start your own sunflower adventure, check out our guidebook on sunflower gardening. Trust me, it's the ultimate Bible for anyone who wants to add a little sunshine to their life, one sunflower at a time. Keep blooming, my friends.